Greetings in Jesus' name on this 15th day of June, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently in the 50s outside and the wind is just bustling and blowing around. The trees are blowing. It's a beautiful day. It's just a cool morning, making the broadcast, preparing for God to do great and mighty things today in the work of the ministry. We're preparing our hearts all day long for a special meeting tonight. At 6:30, it'll be the meeting for the planning board of the town of Sanford. And we're asking God to move in power and great glory upon that meeting. We're in prayer all day about that meeting. It's a very important meeting as we are advancing in the Word of God and advancing and building more Sunday school rooms and more Christian day school rooms. And we need the blessing of this planning board committee tonight. There are people that are against us, and they will no doubt be in the meeting. And we're praying that God would help us to have wisdom and guidance as we press forward for the Lord here in this region. Thank you for praying about the airplane. We hope to have word on it either today or tomorrow that it's ready to go pick up. And so we need God's blessings upon that ministry as we are involved in so many things and so many different fronts, reaching others with the gospel of Christ. And that's what the Lord would want. He wants us to be faithful and busy about the Father's business. In your Bible today, I want you to look with me in the book of Acts, chapter number 1 and verse number 24, where the early church is seeking the Lord. And Judas, of course, has turned against the Lord and sold off the Lord for the 30 pieces of silver and went to his own place and experienced such an awful thing. And in the midst of this, they need another apostle. And so the early church is seeking the Lord. And notice what it says. And they prayed, Acts 1:24. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen. I want to use this as a text of scripture today to teach and preach a little while on seeking the Lord for direction. Here the early church found themselves in a situation where they needed to know the will of God. And what did they do when they needed to know the will of God? They simply prayed. The Bible says, and they prayed. This is a truth that must permeate the life of the believer. And they prayed. We must never, ever lose sight of what it is to seek the Lord and to pray and say, oh God, show us what you would have for us to do. I remember now some 29 years ago, seeking the Lord about this region, the state of Maine. Could you imagine? It's been that long ago. In the spring of 1994, the God of heaven arrested my soul in the area of New England and then began to put upon our heart and put together the circumstances of calling us to this great state. And here we are. And here we have been since then. And the Bible says, and they prayed. And they said, Thou, Lord. Not only should we pray when we're seeking direction from the Lord, but number two, we must understand who the sovereign is. The Lord is the sovereign. He is the one that's in charge. He is the one that's in control. He is the one that knows everything. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men. They prayed. They understood who they were praying to, the one who was in charge. And then third and last of all, they simply asked for direction. They said, show whether of these two thou hast chosen. They said, Dear Lord, give us the direction that we need, that we might be able to understand what you're doing, that we might be able to come to a comprehension that this is the will of God, this is the plan of God. And God revealed unto them who should take Judas's place. I hope you're encouraged today. I hope that your spirit is uplifted when you come to a place of crossroads in your life and you don't know which direction God will guide you and direct you. Here's a passage of scripture that shows that he will. if you'll pray and understand who He is, He will direct you, He will show you, and be encouraged today. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.